I walk through the suburban streets. It's nighttime. The streetlights illuminate the area as I take my time strolling along. I'm trying to find something to satisfy my hunger. I'm always hungry. I'm alone here, mostly, besides the odd car blinding me with their headlights. They can't see me, though. Humans never can. Even those who I feed from might only get a glimpse of me. They always think I'm just a dream. Maybe I am. I stop for a moment and let the breeze tug on my ethereal dress. The fabric teases my skin, and I sigh, feeling it brush against my nipples. Tonight will be a good night, I just know it. I feel the pull, like a string tugging on my core. Someone is horny. Someone needs me. I follow the pool across the street to a house. I phase through the door. Walking up the stairs to the source of the pool, I creep. Even though there's no need, no one will hear my footsteps. I stop in front of a bedroom. The door is locked, but that's no problem for me. Entering the room, I see a young man, probably in his early 20s, sleeping in just boxer shorts. I get excited watching him for a moment. I pause to read his mind. It's only flashes and feelings that I can access, but I can sense his situation. He's frustrated. Most of them are. He can't seem to get the attention of any college girls in his classes. He watches them all day, unable to stop from being distracted. His grades are slipping because he can't focus. I can feel how much he wants something, anything from them. And yet, he's been denied. The hunger and need I feel from him is mesmerizing. I try not to bite my lip as I approach him. I'm not worried about him waking. The pheromones I release into the air will keep him blissfully asleep. I sit on the bed next to him. He's a ball of need and frustration as he sleeps. Probably dreaming of all the girls he can't have. I reach out and rest my hand on his boxers, right on top of his length. He hardens immediately at my touch. I tease him a little, stroking him through the fabric, gently caressing the tip. His body tenses and he moans. I feel him twitch in my hand and he starts to come. That was quick. A jolt of electricity flows into me from him and I gasp. His release feeds energy into me. It's short and sweet, but I love it. I wait until he stops twitching and remove my hand. I leave him with the mess in his pants, but with a much less frustrated mind. The energy he gave me was nice, but it's nowhere near enough to satisfy me. I leave the house and continue down the street, still hungry. I come to a small apartment building. A window on the third floor catches my attention, and I move to it, phasing into the room. I smell whiskey and sweat. The man that lies sprawled out in the bed is a bit older than the last. His needs feel stronger, too. He's passed out under the messy covers, a phone with some dating app lying on his side. Reaching into his mind, I pull out the details I need. A string of messages, some racy photos, an intimate date planned. And then, she didn't show up. Oh, and she looked so cute, too. Such a shame. But not for me. I slide the covers off, revealing his nude body. Looks like he passed out unsatisfied. I crouch on the bed above him, whispering reassurances and apologizing on his date's behalf. It was wrong of her to leave him worked up like this. I can tell he was expecting to release his tension with her. It's okay. A succubus won't leave you wanting. I lean over his body and kiss his tip. I tease and lick as he becomes hard. His need pushes me on and I cup his balls while taking them into my mouth. I get carried away, feeling my body heat as I'm driven by his desperation. He moans as I suck him for longer than I planned to. His semen fills my mouth. I don't stop. I suck him until I feel his mind settle, and I slow my movements. The familiar sensation fills me as I swallow his seed, energy flowing into me from his body. It's warm, and I tingle all over. Oh, although his need was strong and was enough to sustain me for the night, I need more. I leave him, smiling as I wonder if the humans would still count this as a wet dream, even though I swallowed the wet part. I'm hoping he has better luck on his next date. I walk for what feels like hours. I feel need everywhere, but it's not enough. It's like I've been teased, and now I'm the one who wants some release. I worry the sun will rise, and I'll need to wait when I feel that tight pang in my chest. That's what I'm looking for. A deep, unfulfilled desire. My pace quickens, and I approach to a larger house. I enter and scan the living room. Toys. Mess. The need makes more sense given the view. I continue through the home, dodging the remains of a busy day for a young family. I climb through the stairs and see two rooms down one end of a hall. The colorfully painted doors must be the children's rooms. The need I feel from the other direction confirms it, and I head to the master bedroom. It's nice, if not a little cluttered. The couple sleeping in the large bed lie on opposite sides. The wife is on her side, facing away from him. The husband is lying on his back. They both breathe rhythmically in their own states of deep sleep. The exhaustion of the preceding day is still heavy on them. They're a cute couple. He's graying slightly, but in a way that only seems to enhance his look. There's a hint of muscle under his dad bod, too. She's curvy under the covers. I can see exactly why he's craving her. I read their minds collectively. They're busy and tired. No sex for quite some time. Maybe a hand job on his birthday, but I can't tell how long ago that was. She gets horny sometimes, but they're never in sync with the chaos in their lives, so those moments are lost. Such a shame. I feel his frustration. It's deep and heavy. She's right there, but completely unavailable to him. He's tired of porn in his own hand. He craves more. The feeling is intoxicating, and my breath quickens. Standing this close to him is overwhelming. It's not often I find someone holding this much tension. My naughty side comes out, and I can't help but tease myself to savor this special treat. I don't go to him. Instead, I walk around to her side of the bed. I can feel the energy radiating from her body, too. It's not as intense as his, but it's considerable. Though feeding from a woman will do nothing for me, it would be a shame not to release some of it. I slide the covers down her body, revealing her figure. She's wearing a little black nightdress. I can see the lines of her panties on her hips. Her full form looks soft and warm. I smirk at the thought of him having to see her breast almost spilling out of that nightie. But he's not allowed to enjoy them. No wonder he's so frustrated. I can't blame him. My pheromones have already filled the room, so I'm confident they won't wake up as I reach out and gently slide the strap of her nightie down her exposed shoulder. Her breast almost falls out. I can feel his need pulling on me as though he can sense what's happening just across the bed. It's not easy, but I keep my attention on the wife. My fingertips slide just under the top of the nightie. I slowly run them down the hem until her breast just pops out. I just can't help but kneel beside the bed for a closer look. Her areola is large and dark. The soft nipple seems to be begging me to touch it. I stroke her breast slowly, making circles around it, until I reach the nipple. Her breathing changes as I feel the nipple harden. I feel my own do the same under my dress and take my other hand to caress myself. Oh, I stroke and grope her breasts before taking my fingertips to her lips. I could swear she's smiling as I touch them. I can't help myself and move my mouth to hers, kissing her slowly. She doesn't respond, but I don't mind. I lower my mouth to her chest. It's not hard to find her stiffened nipple. I lick it. I suck, and I kiss. I tease my own nipples as my other hand roams over her body. I touch her waist, her hips, her thighs. I slide her nightie up and over her curvy ass. I grope her greedily over her panties. Pulling my mouth away from her nipple, I move onto the bed between the married couple. I stare at her ass, covered only by her white panties. My core is on fire as I slowly, carefully start to slide her panties off. I take my time until finally I slip them off her feet and drop them over the side of the bed. I peek down there as she lies on her side. I gasp as I see the thing he desires, just visible below her ass, between her thighs, the hint of a beautiful set of pink lips down there, shrouded by dark hair. I lie behind her, spooning her. I pretend to be him, overcome by desire, and just needing to feel the thing he's been denied. My hands work its way down from her chest, over her belly, then teases her thighs. With her legs together, I can't get anywhere from that side. Sliding my hand over her ass, I go lower, lower until I feel her. I pull myself against the wife, grinding my body on hers as I stroke her lips down there from behind. Oh, I press my finger up between her thighs and find her clit. There's no mistaking her sleepy moan as I tease her with my finger. I reposition myself so that I'm leaning over her body. I keep the wife lying on her side as I drape my upper body over her so I can kiss her breast again. My old hand reaches down her front, gently pulling her thigh, trying to gain some more access. Her body moves with my pressure, opening her legs slightly, just enough. I feel guilty enjoying her, while her husband lies next to us, his own need floating my mind. I bring my finger down between her legs again, over her clit, until I curl one up inside her. Oh, she's as wet as I am. Her body doesn't fight me. Instead, it seems to move with my touch, almost grinding against my palm as I move my finger in a come-hither motion inside her. She moans, and her body convulses as I continue to suck on her nipple. Her thighs squeeze my hand, but I don't stop. I feel her twitch down there, losing control. Still, I don't stop until her hips do. They finally cease their grinding into my hand, and I release her nipple from my mouth. Oh, her energy has been released. Though it's not like I can make use of it. At least she'll feel better. A naughty idea crosses my mind. I roll over, leaving the wife exposed. I take my finger and brush it along his lips. His reaction is immediate. He can smell his wife. Smell the part of her he desires most. I prod gently as his jaw relaxes and let him taste her. Oh, his need radiates stronger and my eyes widen. My body tingles. I can't remember ever feeding from someone this worked up. His energy pulses, hidden within his body, and I can't help but feel playful. Teasing myself instead of spoiling this treat. I yank the cover off to reveal him wearing shorts and a t-shirt. Seeing him almost erect with his shorts on makes me feel even bolder. I sit up in the bed between them. I concentrate for a second and make my dress disappear. I feel devious as I sit nude between the married couple. I can't stop myself as I slide his pants off. I need to see it. It flips up from under the waistband as I set him free. I throw the shorts to the side and then stare at him. I push his legs apart and sit perfectly still. I can see him throbbing. Even his balls have their own pulse. Oh, I lift my leg over him and straddle him, sitting on his thighs. His body needs me. It's calling to me. I resist the urge to give in right away, but a moan escapes my lips as I see his face, asleep but full of desire. I look over at his wife. I'm almost relieved that she's facing away from us. It's not often that I feel a little guilty about using someone's husband. I lean over his body, taking care not to brush himself against his member. I slide my hands up his t-shirt slowly, his nipples harden at my touch. I smile, knowing I can give him exactly what he needs. streets. I'll take what I want too, but you won't even miss it. My fingertips move to the head of his penis. It's already leaking pre-cum, and I play with the tip. It's sticky and warm. As he squirms in his sleep, the more I circle his tip with my fingers. I push my hips forward, higher on his thighs until his penis rests against me, right where I want it. I feel its heat as it twitches against my lower lips. I'm doing everything I can to make this moment last and make him last. I can't help but tease him, grinding myself against him. I'm wet enough that I slide along his length easily, all the while feeling him press against me as though he's begging for me just to slip him inside. I'm an insatiable tease, though. Oh, and I moan as I glide across his penis. Oh, feeling its entire length against me, my nerves screaming at me for more. I can hear how wet we are together, his pre-cum mixing with my desire. I brace myself with my hands on his chest and grind harder, moving higher and lower on each movement than before. I'm almost panting. Oh, from the effort, but I love every second of it. Oh, I push my body just a little too high on his. I feel his tip on my opening, pressing my lips apart. Oh, I pause as though I've been caught doing something I shouldn't. My hips freeze as I feel him throbbing right there. He wants this, even in his sleep. He wants what between my legs. I can feel his need pressing into me. It's like he's begging to come in. I hold him there for a moment until my body betrays me. My hips twitch just the tiniest bit, and his head slides in a little further. Oh, it's so hard to control myself. I know this could be over in a minute if I wanted it, but my mind wants this feeling to last forever. Oh, my hips shake again, and he slips in even further. And suddenly I can't stop. I slide him into me. I take him in as deep as he'll go. Oh, my body shakes as I look at his sleeping form. His mouth hangs open in a long moan. There's no denying his absolute pleasure he feels from being inside me. I ride him slowly. I gyrate my hips as though I'm putting on a show. Every movement setting my body on fire, which emanates between my legs. I push his t-shirt up, revealing his bare chest, and lie my body on his, feeling his skin on my chest. Oh, I rest my head on the side of his neck, moaning quietly into his ear. My nipples press into his body. Oh, they're so hard now that the barest movement as I ride him makes me gasp. I've always been sensitive there. I bear down on him with my hips, pushing myself onto him harder. My knees tuck higher against his side as I grind my body on him, using him to stimulate me inside and out. I'm pulling his body as close to mine as I can, but it's still not enough. I pick up my rhythm and feel my muscles tightening around him. Oh, I pant and gasp and moan when I feel him twitching inside me as his hips buck. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh, I feel him release inside me. Oh, it sends me over the edge. Oh, I come hard. My body absorbs every drop of his cum and keeps milking him for more. Oh, I take everything I can give him. Oh, the rush of energy I feel within me almost makes me pass out. It's raw and completely uncontrollable. I'm a slave to it as it washes over me in waves. My body couldn't stop even if it tried. I don't know how long I lie there with him inside me. Eventually, both our bodies stop twitching, and I feel him soften slightly. I roll off and collapse into the middle of the bed. My body is still burning up as I try to catch my breath. It feels like I'm glowing from the heat and the energy in my core. Finally, I will myself to move. I crawl out of the bed, careful to tighten my pelvic floor. I won't risk losing even a drop of his gift. It's mine now. In a daze, I bring my dress back. It will be morning soon, and my body will not keep its form when the daylight comes. I survey the scene before me. The wife, her natty pushed up, but also pulled down, exposed. The husband, with his lower half in a similar state. I smile as an idea forms. I roll her over, all the way until her body is draped on top of his. I make sure her nude breasts are on his chest and her leg is over his. His penis rests on her thigh, dangerously close to her pussy. This is the way they should be sleeping. Perhaps when they wake up, they'll have some questions, but my hope is they'll have some naughty ideas instead. I exit the house at the first rays of sunlight appear over the horizon. My form starts to wane, and I prepare myself to sleep. I could last without touching a man for over 2 weeks on the energy I just took in. But I won't. That would be no fun. And besides, I'm always hungry. I can hardly wait to see what I can find when the sun sets.